Okay, so the next task is to swap between our text block and text box based on whether the user clicks the edit or save buttons. So we've already created the event handlers for each of the buttons. Let's just go over then to our edit. And so what we want to do, and we demonstrate how to do this on day three, how to swap between the view and the edit version of the file. So what we want to do is check to make sure that the display text block visibility is equal to visible. And if it is, then we're going to do a couple of things. We will grab out its content and put it into the edit text box. Then we're going to set the visibility on both controls. On the display text block, we'll set it to collapsed. And on the text box, we'll set its visibility equal to visible. Conversely, when somebody clicks the save button, there will be some saving going on, but additionally, what we'll want to do is do the opposite. So while I'm thinking of it, I'm going to go ahead and write that code now because I have that on the brain. So if it's visible, then we're going to save. But also, what we want to do is set the display text box text equal to the edit text box text. We're going to take the display text block visibility and set that equal to visible. Meanwhile, we will the edit text box dot visibility, we'll set it to collapsed. All right, so let's just make sure that part works first before we actually try to save the data. And that'll be easy because we've done that already on day three, and then we've done it also when we created the add functionality in this application earlier on day four. So let's see what we get when we do this. Okay, so we're gonna click in, and now this is where we want to test. So I'm gonna click the edit button, and we'll make some changes, and then click save. And so that seems to work. Great. So the last thing we'll need to do then is just implement this save, or at least at last thing for this video, is to implement the save. So it's all the usual cast of characters for working with isolated storage. So var app storage equals isolated storage file control period. Oh, looks like it already found it. Okay, never mind. Get user for application. Then we'll have to do this whole using stuff again, var file equals app storage dot open file. Give it the file name. Where are we going to get that from? Need to think about that for a moment, because I don't think we have that available to us at the moment. So let's comment out this line just briefly here. And let's look into what we would have to do to get to that value. So the file name is right here. And we're getting that from the page load. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to go ahead and not declare it there, but I'm going to go to right above the constructor for our ViewEdit class. And I'm going to do a private string file name. And I'll just go ahead and set it. So now, as soon as the class is created, it'll create that string, and now I'll be able to see it not only in the loaded event, but I can see it everywhere else as well. So I need to go back here to the save button, click event, and now we should have the file name, and then I just have to set the file mode property. And we talked about this before. When you want to edit it, it's probably best if you just create the file because it'll overwrite the existing file. Otherwise, if you just try to save it in, then it's going to just overwrite just the characters, and that's not what we want, because we'll have some stray characters at the end of the file. And I think I explained that in depth when we went through that in the videos. So we're going to StreamWriter file. And so then sw.writeLine. Great. And we're going to pass in, we need the content here. And so the content would be from the edit text box. That should work. And so to test this, let's go ahead and run it. Let's go ahead and edit. And I'm going to type just cool so we remember we were editing here. I'm going to try and click edit again, and nothing happens. If I clicked back, I'll bet you something would happen and delete. But ideally, we click save. Now I'm going to go back, and then just to verify that the write actually happened, the save to disk, or I'm sorry, to the phone's flash memory actually happened, it did. Okay, so I think we were successful in this video. It didn't take us long to achieve this, but now we're able to get into edit mode from view mode, and then back to view mode from edit mode whenever somebody clicks the save button, and we're saving their changes to the phone's flash drive. Awesome. Okay, so I think the next thing that we're going to want to do is get the delete note functionality working. So when somebody clicks the delete icon, here, it actually deletes the note. Actually, it's going to pop up a dialog and say, are you sure you want to do this? So there's going to be some XAML involved. We'll have a delete or a cancel button. And then if it successfully deletes, then it's going to go back to this page. So we'll do that in the next video. All right, see you there. Thank you.